Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
Oaks baseball victorious last night once again. Final score as they defeated Lisbon 5-2. Howie Neustadt led the charge on offense. He collected a three-hit night. He went 3-for-3, added a couple of RBIs, including a go-ahead RBI in the fifth inning. Brady McKenna, in a relief effort, gets the victory. Garrett Meehl picks up the save. Oaks now 7-0 on the season. They're back at it tonight, taking on Lemoore, as long as, knock on wood, the rain holds out. They'll take on Lemoore tonight, 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:50 pregame. You can hear the coverage on the Tornado. Right before the independent game, we have a Babe Ruth game in action. So just in case the Babe Ruth game runs long and delays the start of the Indy game, we'll keep you posted on Facebook and also right here on the Tornado. Some good news being reported by Dakota Edge Outdoors and Nick Simonson. North Dakota's spring pheasant population index is up 15% from the same time last year. This according to the State Game and Fish Department. Upland Game Management biologist RJ Gross says there is a larger breeding population and hens should be in good shape for nesting season. However, Gross admits that he is concerned with the drought-like conditions in the western half of the state and whether insects will be available for chicks for brood rearing. But he is hopeful for above-average chick survival due to the lush cover and predicted warm temps. The Minnesota Star Tribune is reporting that there's a chance that fans will be able to attend games at Target Field this season. Twins president Dave St. Peter says it's ultimately not up to them. It'll be up to Governor Tim Walz and the Department of Health, but he is in regular conversations with the two. The Twins also announced their 59-player roster for the beginning of summer camp, including some top prospects like Royce Lewis, Alex Kirilloff, Joan Durham, and Trevor Larnach. Players will report to Target Field beginning tomorrow, and once the regular season starts, they will knock the roster down to 30 players. And that's a look at sports here on the Tornado.